You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be talking about this Oklahoma City or Tulsa dentist or oral surgeon who apparently had, from what we are getting reports today, infected over 57 patients with an infectious disease. Authorities have now discovered 57 different cases of either hepatitis C, hepatitis B, or HIV. So we're going to be bringing that story to you. We're also going to be talking about how a strand of hair could help us doctors figure out if you're at risk for heart disease. Plus, what is our pharmaceutical community doing or our medical community doing to help fight these superbugs? From what we're understanding, there is some very slow progress ahead. Why? Is it because of Obamacare? Is it because there's no funding? Or is it because we just can't figure out how to fight these superbugs? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're always concerned with healthcare costs and the tests that doctors are charging, or the tests that doctors are charging, the tests that labs are charging, hospitals are charging. So they're always trying to find cheaper ways to test for things like heart disease, cancer, etc. But we also want to test you without putting you at risk. And we also want to test you where we have high sensitivity and pretty good specificity. We talk about sensitivity and specificity a lot on the show. A test is sensitive when it picks something up pretty well, but a test is specific when it's positive, and that positive means you're positive. So there's a little bit of difference between those two terms, and scientists think they've come up with a test that's pretty sensitive in terms of picking up if you have heart disease risk, and they said they could do so by a single strand of hair. Now we know that strands of hair seem to accumulate toxins. You know, you could get drug tested by your hair. It could also indicate if you have certain stress hormones. All right. Now, blood tests can capture stress hormones also, but only at a single point in time, kind of like a Polaroid camera shot. I know a lot of the young people don't know what a Polaroid is, but you and I know, right? You take a Polaroid, right then and there, you got the picture. Yet, when it comes to hair, hair allows you to see what has been going on over time, sometimes over the course of several months. So, according to a research published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, they found that elderly people who have high long-term levels of cortisol, right, which is a stress hormone, are more likely to have heart disease. Now, we understand that cortisol can rise for a variety of things, but sometimes, you know, we see higher cortisol levels in people with more abdominal fat. We call it truncal obesity in our trunk. And, you know, high blood pressure, abdominal fat, etc. Cortisol levels may sometimes be in sync with that. Not that abdominal fat will actually increase your cortisol, but sometimes we've seen that in sync. Now, one of the study's lead authors, Laura Manetschin, from Erasmus MC in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, I apologize if I mispronounce her name, says scalp hair can capture information about how cortisol levels are changed over time. Hair analysis gives us a better tool for evaluating that risk. So basically, they looked at 283 senior citizens, they call them, but I don't like calling them senior citizens. Okay, you know, between the ages 65 and 85. 65 is still middle age as far as I'm concerned. They used 3-centimeter long hair samples taken from the scalp. I know a lot of you have hair elsewhere on your body you'd like to donate. No, they just needed to test it from the scalp. Thank you, though. And they were able to measure the cortisol levels from a 3-month period. Now, people, of course, with high cortisol levels we see are more at risk for coronary heart disease, you know, clogging of the artery, stroke, peripheral artery disease. We have clogging of the arteries in the extremities like the legs, diabetes, etc. And this, and the data that they found showed a link between these elevated cortisol levels in the hair and cardiovascular disease. Now, this is kind of a nice way to test, especially if people don't like getting blood work done. Now, you know, a lot of you cringe in my office when I say, all right, we're going to draw some blood. Now, it's very easy for me to say. I, you know, tell people all the time, we're drawing blood, we're drawing blood, we're doing a blood test. We're going to do a CT scan, give you some contrast. All right, you know, so probably 90% of the tests I order involve some sort of needle being poked into you, into your vein. Imagine if we start to develop tests taken from the hair. You know how easy that is? Now, okay, now maybe easier on men than women. Women will be like, oh, no, don't take that one. Oh, no. Which are you taking? No, my hair, let me call my hairdresser. No, let me consult with my hairdresser. Make sure no. Now, what some of you ladies will then probably do, I mean, what we would probably do is at your next haircut, have you take that sample. The only problem with that is, like, you know, like when we drug test kids and stuff, I mean, we aren't going to use hair that we didn't noticeably see and take from your body. You know, it's going to be hard for us to say, all right, we'll allow you to bring in your own hair sample because it could be somebody else's. I mean, usually, you know, when we draw blood, we don't let you bring in your own blood. You know, we actually, you know, take it. And there's, you know, protocols and QA and, you know, there's things done to make sure that, yes, that's you. You know, we check your ID, et cetera. It's still important. You know, you don't need somebody coming in saying they're Tom Cruise, right? And we do blood on them. That could, you know, cause a heap of trouble. But if we could determine how to, you know, test you for diabetes, or monitor. Now, the problem with, again, hair, remember, it's long term. So we couldn't monitor your blood sugar like we need to. But for other types of issues, testosterone, hormone dysfunction, why not? You know, I got a lot of hair. The problem is I still don't know where I'd let you guys take. You know, maybe a big chunk of my bangs. I'll let you guys take a big. That'll be the style later. You know that. That's going to be the style. There's going to be a big, huge, rectangular chunk. Take it out of the bangs. And then, you know, kind of on the forehead. And we'll all have to live with that. But pretty cool stuff nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about the Tulsa dental patients and what authorities have found in terms of hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and HIV. Also, taking your emails. We'll get to your emails at drdalia.com, drdaliah.com. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The ratings have come out this month. I haven't gotten to see mine yet, but I'm sure I'm going to be singing that song. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I'm going to be coming up with, I don't know if I should do a PSA commercial or something, but I want to apologize if we haven't been able to schedule the request for talks. I know many of you have been writing, and some of your companies have been writing, asking me to come to your company at the next retreat, to speak at your organization, employee health, whatever you guys need. And we do take those extremely seriously. I give talks at least a couple times a month, and I had just spoken to the Boulder City Republican Women yesterday. Great group of people, nice bunch. And so I want to make sure you know that we're taking your speaker request seriously. So for those of you that do need me to come out to your organization or company, the easiest thing for you to do until I come up with information that I could have as a commercial on the show is just go to my website at drdahlia.com. That's how we've been doing it thus far. And then, give me the information on where you need me to travel to, et cetera. But I love doing that kind of stuff. I think it's great, you know. And I like taking pictures with you guys afterwards. But, you know, one of you tried to pinch my butt. None of that stuff gets to happen when I come out, okay? We got to keep it clean. Remember, I am a married woman, okay? All right, and the hotel room is just me. Nobody else gets to be in the hotel room when I fly out to speak. You got that? So you go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and you could either send us the information through the contact link, or there's a phone number to call to request speaking arrangements or speaking engagements, okay? Sounds good? Great. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have to watch you guys. Some of you guys are just a little tricky out there, you know, but it's kind of nice. I love the flirtatious ones. Those are the most fun. Okay. What's not so fun are, unfortunately, these thousands of patients who have had to undergo hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and HIV testing when they found out that their oral surgeon, W. Scott Harrington, had possibly exposed them due to unsanitary, allegedly unsanitary office conditions. And now test results have identified 57 former patients as having hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and three of them with HIV. This is being reported from the Tulsa City County Health Department. Health officials stress that a positive test does not mean that the person got the disease. Okay, it could have been they were exposed. Again, some of these people could have had hepatitis C before. It was kind of interesting too. You look at these numbers. Now again, I don't know much about what was going on. You know, we heard he had some rusty equipment. We heard there were some expired medications. Okay, and I forget what the one inciting factor was found when one person claimed that they had hepatitis C after they went to his office. So I'm not sure what they thought happened. I don't think it was a reused needle, etc. But from what we're hearing, there's thousands of people. I guess 68,000 Oklahomans currently have hepatitis C. Now, you know, hepatitis C is the most common bloodborne infection. It's not HIV. Hepatitis C is the most common, even more so than hepatitis B. Okay, and hepatitis C you could get from drugs, IV drug use. You could get from sex. You could get from unclean tattoos, uncleaned medical equipment, etc. But, you know, when you look at Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the city size, if there's 68,000 Oklahomans with hepatitis C, then, 57 of his patients have it either Hep C, Hep B, HIV. Is that because they contracted it through him or in his office, or were they already exposed? Well, that's very easy to tell. I mean, if there's any prior documentation, I mean, then you know. But what if none of these people got checked? Okay, now I used to, follow the guidelines when they had said, all right, everybody gets screened for HIV. I then started to ask my gentleman, all right, can I, screen you for HIV? But then with the cost of labs and concerns about people's privacy, I didn't really push the issue. I know the medical community wants us to screen everybody for hepatitis and HIV, but, it's costly and a lot of people don't want the testing. So one thing that we in the medical community need to kind of look at this case with is, number one is, make sure you are having clean practices. Make sure one of you wrote me a couple weeks ago saying you had worked for a doctor's office and there being a little bit of rust on the sterilized equipment was normal, and how you explained it was as the instruments are autoclaved and sterilized, the rust doesn't go away, and it's not patina, but it's the discoloration that some of these instruments have. I mean usually your instruments shouldn't have that when you use it, but true, a lot of these instruments they can, she had said that, OSHA had checked it out and they were doing sterilization, they were doing the proper procedures, etc. I don't know though what was going on with this Tulsa office, okay? OSHA gives us very strict guidelines, and they're very easy to follow. They're strict, but a lot of it is common sense, and most of us with our nursing training or with me going through medical school and my training, it's pretty easy. If you do have a medicine and it looks like it's expired, you throw it out. Now, have some doctor's offices go, looks like this expired last month, let's throw it out, nobody use it, because they were looking through the cupboards. Yeah. A lot of us, look through your cupboards in the kitchen. Do you have any old medications? Do you have any old vitamins, things like that? Old food that probably should get thrown out. Every now and then I find an old chocolate. chocolate bar. Unfortunately, it's already separated, and you see the white, and then it's like, oh damn, can I still eat around it? So it's very common for doctor's offices to need to go through their cupboards, right? Go through their sample closet and anything that expired to make sure they dispose of properly through the biohazard or through the proper means. So that's common. But you need to be on top of it. Okay. You really don't want to have expired medicines that are, being used. You want to make sure that nothing your staff is using has been expired. I mean, how we do it in our office is, we're always checking, every week we're checking our cupboards. And then those that are about to expire, they're kind of marked so we know that something has maybe 4 or 5 months left on it. Although nothing really lasts that long in our office, to be honest. Like when we had flu shots, we didn't really have to worry about the expiration because those were all used up pretty quickly, let's say somebody's given a vaccine and they are taught to document the lot number and the expiration date before actually giving the vaccine. Well, when you have to document the expiration date, if you see something was March 2013, you could already go, oh, you don't want to use this one. So your office should have fail safes. When you do the controls first thing in the morning, make sure anything, just overview the things that you're using, make sure nothing's about to expire, et cetera. Always be on top of any recalled items, et cetera. So it's fairly easy. But what do you do if you're a medical provider or a clinic, et cetera, and you have a certain population that isn't routinely screened, and then all of a sudden you have the health department screen, and out of, let's say, your 10 or 12,000 patients, you have about 50 or so with hepatitis C. Is that normal incidence, or are you guilty of giving them hepatitis C? So, they're going to be looking right now at cross-contamination of multi-dose medication vials, cross-contamination of equipment. Now, the one way they could prove this, because I know some people in the medical field are going, we could all be screwed. We should just all screen everybody for HIV hepatitis before they even, before they even get treated. So then we know and they later can't claim that we gave it to them. Mind you, it's pretty easy to trace. If one person claims they got hepatitis and they went to that office and then a person they haven't been associated with, haven't slept with, haven't received a blood transfusion from, haven't shared IV drug needles with, seems to have the same genetic strain of the hepatitis C, they could trace these outbreaks, trace these epidemics. Okay, that's how they trace it with the Dr. Desai Clinic in Las Vegas. They were able to see that the hepatitis C strain affected 6 people, and all 6 people were at that office. Okay? So there is a way to do that. But right now, they've come up with 57 people positive. Now they have to figure out, whether it did come from the office or not. From what we understand, they think 7,000 people were exposed, but only 31 people have come forth to be tested. Now, so anybody who has tested positive is now being contacted by a health professional, receiving counseling, and then once you do get a positive test, we then need to look for the DNA or RNA, all right? For the hepatitis B, hepatitis C, we look at the genetic material, DNA versus RNA, depending on which one, as well as the HIV. And then Western blot, we see if they're positive or not. Don't go away. We'll be right back, guys. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord,
Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DRDALIAH.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show, as we get any more information on what's been going on with the Boston Marathon bombers. We know one has been shot dead, the older brother, 26-year-old Tamerlan Tsarnev, and Dzokhar Tsarnev, 19-year-old. At this point in time, I know some of you listen to a delayed broadcast. At this point in time, it's still considered armed and dangerous. And on the loose, as we get any more information, I will definitely be posting. I'm going to go camping this weekend for a little bit, and then I have a charity dinner to go to on Sunday, so I got a busy day, but I always always bring my phone, and I tweet with the best of them. And I do bring the phone in with me to the bathroom. So not that all the tweets you get are usually when I'm sitting on the toilet, but just know that I'm very, very active with my social media, making sure you guys get the news as we get it. Some of you have been asking about, one of them was in medical school. I believe the younger student, he was only 19. So no, he wasn't in medical school. I know one, wanted to be a doctor. At 19 years old, you're too young to be a medical student. So I'm a little confused because somebody says that the younger one was a medical student at the University of Massachusetts and a lifeguard at Harvard University. I don't know how you could get into medical school that quickly. My guess is he might have been a pre-med student. Okay? You know, when you're a medical student, you're usually after your bachelor's degree. And your bachelor's degree, I mean, if you had gone straight through high school, you would be then about 22, 23. There's all these pictures surfacing of, you know, the brothers hanging out with friends. And, you know, you're starting to, you know, see interviews of people who had hung out with these guys, and they're obviously, you know, shaking that they were friends with people who could be mass murderers, you know, and terrorists. From what we understand, if you haven't heard from now, the alleged suspects, even though from what we're being told from the press, this is who the FBI is honing in on. They believe they have enough proof to say these were the brothers. Tamerlan Tsarnaev and Dakar Tsarnaev were Chechenian immigrants and were here legally. And one for sure ascribed to the Muslim faith and Islam faith. And from what we understand, they were on the wrestling team, interested in medicine, were students, one of which was a very good student. One received a scholarship, I believe $2,500 to go to college. From what I understand, they've been in the States for many years. The uncle had been interviewed recently, and the uncle had denounced what they did, had urged that the younger brother turn himself in, now that the older brother had died in a gun shootout that unfortunately took the life of a campus police officer at MIT and has another one critically wounded at this time. We know that the younger brother attended Cambridge Ringe and Latin School, which is the former high school of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. No, didn't know them because, remember, he's younger. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are, I think, close to my age. Lord have mercy. And they say he was a medical student at the University of Massachusetts. My guess is a pre-med student. One of you had asked about when you thought, you know, he was a medical student, you know, what's going on with people interested in medicine and, you know, why are they so crazy? Don't start stereotyping people that go into medicine. James Holmes, all right, he was going to the University of Colorado. From what I understand, he wanted to be in the neuroscience field. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, he wanted to be a physician. Okay, and you know, my guess is Obamacare probably turned him away. I'm not too sure. Okay, Obamacare turns a lot of us away. But, please relax. Okay, take it easy on us medical folk. I don't think just because a person, you know, has aspirations to go into medicine makes them more likely to be a killer. Usually those of us that want to go to medical school usually want to help people. We're usually very benevolent, very altruistic, willing to put our lives on the line to protect our patients, okay? I'm not sure how this kid got as far as he did. Now, a lot of you were piping in the previous hour. I know this hour doesn't air live in a lot of areas, so unfortunately, we don't get to hear as many of your comments live. But, you know, some of you have questioned, you know, were those two, you know, put up to this? I mean, who is the mastermind behind this? Was it the older brother? Was it the younger brother? Who else is involved? I mean, I'm sure the FBI is on top of it. I am sure they are. When you have two kids like this, and I apologize calling them kids. I know 26 and 19, you know, they're grown men, but you know, when you're older, you know, then the idiots, you know, you call them kids. punks, but they're murderers, okay? Allegedly murderers. You kind of wonder, okay, well, you know, who taught them? Did they just on their own decide? Okay, you know, were they acting on behalf of any particular group? Of course, the uncle had said that, they have, especially the younger son right now, in question being hunted down right now by authorities. He said he was, disgraced, defamed the family, the Chechen community, and he was denouncing what was done. So we still have a lot of answers, that need to come forth. And I don't think we know the end of it. Even if they do get this kid, I don't think we're really going to know what's going on. Usually a lot of time when you have people that actually do the deed, they're not acting alone, or sometimes they don't want to, you know, be the suicide bomber, etc. You know, many times their family is being held at gunpoint, and like we see in the Middle East, where you know they have to strap on the suicide vest and do this to protect their family. So we don't know, and I think it's too early to surmise. But what I do hope is they just don't stop there at these two brothers. All right, you know, this is very suspect. I don't think it just ends here by any means. And it'll be interesting to see what plays out. One thing, though, I do need to say is God bless the authorities and everybody who has been involved the last 4 or 5 days. It blows my mind at the heroism we've seen and at people putting their lives on the line. The MIT campus officer who's died, the other one who is currently in critical condition in the hospital, cops that we've seen on the news, wearing their bulletproof vests and, you know, running in all different directions as they hear gunfire. We heard a gunshot this morning at about 11 a.m. Eastern time as we were watching the scene unfold on Fox News. And you see them going towards the gunfire. Godspeed to these guys, you know, getting the next one. And, God bless them for doing what they're doing. But I have to admit, what we have done as a country in light of this is just phenomenal. And I've never been so proud of America as I am now. Now, true, we're already starting to see some of the political fallout. All right, we're starting to see, you know, both sides start to, bicker about this being an example of why we need immigration reform versus this being an example of why we don't. Still, we're going to have the debate. The gun control debate going back and forth. I am concerned that somebody is going to use, I'm sure we could all predict this, Boston, massacre, unfortunately, as a political tool. And, you know, I, my answer to that is what we should gain are the only thing that should really be coming out of this right now isn't the gun control debate, isn't the whole immigration debate, is we need to increase security. That needs to be our number one goal. Increasing security. All right. And whether somebody wants to feed his political pockets by claiming that they were able to, control, weapons, gun ownership, that to me isn't even putting America's safety at the forefront of discussion right now. This should be right now all about how do we keep our streets safe, how we keep our Americans safe from foreign or domestic terrorists. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
available over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Natural disasters, down economy, and inflating gas prices. Wondering how to prepare for what's next? Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the Arlington Convention Center to learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters and financial management, hands-on training. We've got beekeeping, suturing, and learn how to build your own solar panels and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfreliancexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had asked if the Family Guy episode, where I guess Pete Griffin, I hadn't seen the episode, if the Family Guy episode where Pete Griffin won a marathon by detonating a bomb, I guess, and allowing himself to win the marathon, if that is what triggered these two brothers to create the Boston bombing, where it wasn't, you know, so much a mastermind as, you know, it's something that we see regularly on, you know, TV, if you know, that inspired them. And so we kind of spent some time talking about movies, like, for example, Natural Born Killers. I think from what I understand, that supposedly triggered certain kill, it supposedly, from what I understand, was the inspiration of some killings that we found. I guess, there was, the couple Sarah Edmondson and Benjamin Darris. I guess they had dropped LSD, watched a film several times before shooting a couple victims afterwards. We talked about, we didn't talk about all the movies. I guess there's a list here, Money Train. I guess this was a movie with Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes. And from what we understand, the scene in the movie involved an attendant in Newark in a New York subway toll booth being set on fire. And then after the movie was released, I guess it was a copycat crime where somebody filled up a booth with lighter fluid, ignited it, and the toll booth attendant didn't make it and died. So, you know, we were talking about, you know, if something like this could have the power to incite somebody with a weak mind. You know, I would say unlikely, because remember, these are brothers. So all it takes is somebody, you know, seeing one of these and going, hey, buddy, you want to do this? You know, oh, yeah, well, I doubt that. I just doubt it. So, no, I don't think Family Guy's at fault, but it was something that definitely piqued their interest. Seth MacFarlane, of course, you know, denounced, what happened, you know, thought what happened, obviously, you know, when he tweeted or made his statement, you know, how horrible the events of this week were. You know, was it a coincidence? You know, I don't know, because remember, what movie was that, Dictator, with Sacha Baron Cohen, where he was, you know, trying to win the race. He was running, and so he was shooting the other people so he could win the race. I mean, you've seen that, unfortunately, comedically done in movies before. So, I mean, very eerie that in this one Family Guy episode, it was Boston Marathon. But then I also heard that the cartoon clip was edited to make it look closer to this week's events than it was. So I haven't seen it, and I don't think you can see it. I think it's been taken off, you know, any internet site, Hulu, YouTube, etc. But, you know, it is an interesting topic of, you know, what killers were inspired by what. John Hinckley Jr. Supposedly was inspired by Taxi Driver before he attempted to kill President Reagan. So, you know, I think it's too early to get into the minds of these guys, you know, whether it was, you know, extremism based on their religious upbringing, whether it was their Chechenian background, or if these two brothers were just absolute loons. We have yet to find out. But from what we understand, from what we're getting from reports, especially about the younger student, absolute shock to people who knew him, right? Wanted to be a doctor, pre-med student at the very least, scholarship winner, excellent student, crazy. But what that does, all right, what this does signify is, don't think that you could profile somebody who's going to be a mass killer. I mean, this is something we talked about, you know, whether it be James Holmes, Adam Lanza, Jared Loughner. You know, it's interesting, because when you see pictures of those guys in their past, you know, you look at them and be Monday morning quarterback, you go, you know, they look like they got a screw loose. Okay, we're not seeing that with pictures of these kids or these guys. We're not seeing that. So, you know, what we need to take from this is, anybody at any time can be a terrorist. Okay? I don't think you could just profile. I don't think you can. I mean, you have people that I almost worry the smarter, the more deadly. You know, if you notice that, some of these people, they just from what we're hearing, I mean, these are, you know, university students. When it comes to like James Holmes and when it comes to these guys, I don't want to keep saying kids. I want to say sickos. They're, don't underestimate. I don't think you could profile at all, which is why we need to be 70 steps ahead and assume that it could be a current college student. It could be somebody from Chechnya or Europe or any of our friendly countries even surrounding us, because it's these people that get us when our pants are down. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, one thing that's hitting us below the belt are these quote-unquote nightmare bacteria. And unfortunately, the CDC has clued us in that only 7 new drugs are in development right now. Only 7 in development, hoping to attack these superbugs, these quote-unquote nightmare bacteria. All right. Apparently, they say we are on the precipice of returning to the dark days before antibiotics enabled safer surgery, chemotherapy, care for premature infants, according to Dr. Helen Boucher, infectious disease expert at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. Simply put, the antibiotic pipeline is on life support and novel solutions are required to resuscitate it. They say companies are not developing drugs quickly enough to help keep up with the superbug's ability. Are you telling me we only have 7 right now? Only 7? Now, why is that? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're going to start blaming Obamacare. Oh, you bet I am. You bet I am. You know, what has changed in the last few years? All right? Pharmaceutical companies are being de-incentivized to do what they do. True, mind you. Medicines are expensive. I got that. We're going to be talking about on tomorrow's show how they want to start teaching doctors prices of things so that they order less. I understand we need to save money, but you know, with the pharmaceutical companies being told they can only charge so much, they can only go up X amount of their profit margin, etc. If they don't think they're going to make money on the drug, why capitalistically should they research one and spend the millions upon millions of dollars? This is alarming. We only have 7 new drugs in development, and as we know, it could be 1 in 1,000 that actually makes it through the whole research and development and FDA approval process. You're telling me we only got 7? Now, I'm not a gambling woman, but I live in Las Vegas, and I'm going to tell you right now, the odds of those are not good. All right? When is the government going to incentivize companies to start figuring out how to fight these superbugs? Whether it be, I mean, it doesn't even have to be antibiotics, whether it be laser treatment, some sort of bug that destroys the, I mean, look, if ricin could destroy healthy cells, okay, figure out a non-toxic form of ricin, let's say, that can kill bacteria. I mean, they're still living organisms. They're, you know, you're telling me we don't have people, we don't have companies researching this? I forget which company it was a few weeks ago had announced, no, they're only going to be working on a couple types of drugs. They are avoiding many of the other avenues, and they've laid off thousands of employees. Why? Because of Obamacare. Now, we better get our act together, because if the CDC and if the Institute of Health, is National Institute of Health, are not going to come up with the research, then all these years when we've been relying on the private sector, whatever Obamacare did, please reverse, because we need them to study this stuff and quickly. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about in the next hour. 1-877-DOCDALI. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.